anyone at home who has actually gotten the COVID-19 injections and have been injured, please know that if it is that snake venom phosphodiesterase is the substance or a synthetic form of this snake venom is in the shots, that could be the whole reason you're having any injury whatsoever. Please, the manufacturers of snake venom phosphodiesterase, disclose. You can totally destroy it and get it out of the body by using high-dose glutathione, high-dose vitamin C, N-acetylcysteine, and EDTA. Worldwide, the majority of antivenoms for snake bites are monoclonal antibodies. I have had reports given to me by the likes of Peter McCullough, Dr. Richard Bartlett, where we're seeing almost 100% success in using monoclonal antibodies in COVID-19 cases. For like a year and a half, 2 years now, my brain immediately is always trying to solve puzzles and riddles. Like, what's the real message? The very next thought was, if monoclonal antibodies are effective for rattlesnake bites and venomous snake bites around the world, why is it so effective against this virus? I thought this was a bat virus, not venom. So immediately my next thought was, is there any correlation possibly to the fact that monoclonal antibodies are so effective against COVID-19? Because what if we've been lied to and it's not just a virus from a bat? What if it has some relationships to snakes or snake venom? I had no idea. So I had to go look it up. To my surprise, Ty, one more big fat lie we've had ever since the beginning of COVID was that the source of COVID-19 was most genetically sourced from bats. That is not what the Chinese scientist in January of 2020 published. They actually said, I quote, the codon usage bias of the COVID-19 virus is most probable from snakes, not bats. Did you know that CNN published that the Wuhan virus in January of 2020 came from snakes? Did you know it was reported in the media and being called snake pneumonia? In April of 2020, researchers in France isolated the spike proteins on SARS-CoV-2, and they ran the genetic sequences. They came back with three possible scenarios from gene banks, from genetic material. The spike protein sequences on the SARS-CoV-2 virus, they said, were most identical to two snake venom peptides, which are short sequences of venoms. What's interesting about these two snake venom peptides is they cross the blood-brain barrier from the snakes. When they bite their prey, these two venom peptides cross the blood-brain barrier and they bind to what are called nicotinic acetylcholine receptors in the brainstem. And these nicotinic acetylcholine receptors in the brainstem, when venom hits them, it suppresses the diaphragm's contraction and the individual or the prey will start going into respiratory failure. They found this interesting because they list in their study in France that beta coronaviruses, which they're calling the SARS-CoV-2 virus, are known to cross the blood-brain barrier that then lower the heart rate's rhythm to beat. It affects contractility of the heart and reduces the diaphragm's contraction so the victim can't draw in air.